Amen. Get your Bible and let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 20 and verse 1, 2, and 3. Again, it's good to see all of you here tonight in the house of God. And we're leaving in the morning from the house at 5 o'clock. Everybody needs to be there at 4:30. And we looked at the temperatures this week for where we are going, and it's going to be a high of 47. And so you need to bring some warm clothes with you. We will not be having service Wednesday night because there won't be anybody here, amen, except just a handful. And if you would like to come and pray Wednesday night, we can make arrangements to have a key so that you can come and be here for prayer Wednesday night. Amen? Amen. All right. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1, 2, and 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Amen. And they set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. And I felt this in prayer a number of days ago and was debating whether or not to preach it this morning or to deliver it this morning, but I felt the Lord to give me a different direction for the service this morning, and so we're going to minister from this tonight. I want to preach just for a little bit, and if you'll help me tonight, I want to preach about the deceived. Amen. The deceived. Let's pray together, and let's ask for the help of the Lord. Lift your voice and help me tonight. God, we lean on you right now. We give you thanks for the word of God. Give you thanks for the power and the presence of God that we've already felt here tonight. Minister the word of God to us. Encourage us. Strengthen us. We give you thanks. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. You can be seated tonight, and let's get right into the word of the Lord. The word deceived here means a deceiver, or rather the word deceived, deceiver, and deceive is found in the entire Bible 66 times. And I think that's a very interesting number there. Being deceived means that a person feels or believes that he is right when in fact he is wrong. That's what it is in its definition. When it comes to eternity, the devil, this flesh, and the world is filled with deception. Y'all are going to need to help me here tonight. And we've got to be careful to stay close to the Lord and to stay close to the Word of God so that we can hear and believe truth. Amen. Because when we have truth, we don't have deception. When we have deception, we do not have truth. Jesus gave us the places, or the Word of God tells us here where the places of truth are found. Jesus said that the Word of God is truth. He also called the Holy Ghost the Spirit of truth. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John the Apostle claimed that his message was truth and the measure of truth or deception. Amen. And so we have the words of Jesus, we have the words of the apostles, and we have the Spirit of God to guide us. Amen. And I believe tonight that when we look at living for God comes down to some very simple things. It's not complicated to go to heaven. It's not complicated to get saved. It's not complicated to understand the truth of the Word of God. Amen. We just have to have a heart to reach out to God. Somebody said amen. Amen. And there's some simple things that we need to look at when it comes to truth and deception. I've got a number of scriptures here tonight. I did not intend to preach a long time, and by the time I got finished with my notes, I've got 5 pages, so I'm going to hurry. And so if you've got a pencil, write down the scriptures, take them home, and read them and study them for yourself. Luke chapter 21 and verse 8, and he said, "Take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall draw many away." Praise God. And he said, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them." And so he gave us here an area that we need to be careful not to be deceived in. And that is that there will be those that will come and say, "I am Christ." There's only one Jesus Christ. There's only one God. Amen. And Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, not in them." Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 and 19 gives us the essence of the mighty God in Christ. And it says, "To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. And so when we talk about the deceived today, the deceived have fallen into the lie that there is more than one God. We have many religions in the world today, and some are monotheistic in that they simply believe in one God, but they don't believe in the right God. Amen. There are those that believe that there is only one God and his name is Allah. Some have fallen into the trap to say that we are not that far from their belief, that we all believe in the same God. I don't follow Allah tonight. And Allah is not God. That might get me in trouble. Maybe I should have had you cut that one out, but that's all right. It's still the truth. Amen. I'll bear it, whatever it costs. There's only one God. Amen. He is the Jehovah God of the Old Testament, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Amen. The one who created all things by the word of his power. Praise God, the one who said, "Let there be," and there was. Amen. And he came down to this world and spoke the word into Mary, and there was a child that was conceived. The child was the Son of Man because he was born of flesh. He was the Son of God because God was his Father. Scripture tells us in Matthew chapter 1, well, praise the Lord, that the Father of Jesus Christ was the Holy Ghost. And so whenever Jesus spoke of the Father, he was speaking of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God that moved upon Mary. Amen. Philip didn't quite understand this in John 14 and verse 8. "And Philip said unto Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" Praise God. Doesn't get any more clear than that tonight. Isaiah said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Everlasting Father." The Son was the Father was in the Son. Praise God. It wasn't one God inside of another God, but it was the mighty God that has always been and always will be. And he came down and stepped into the body of a man, went all the way to Calvary. Praise God. And shed his precious blood so that you and I could be saved. I'm thankful for this truth tonight. Praise God. Jesus said it in John chapter 8 and verse 24. "I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, For if you believe not that I am he, and that word he, I believe is italicized, and it could say, if you believe not that I am, you shall die in your sins. It does make a difference who your God is. It does make a difference what you believe in respect to God and the Godhead. Amen. I don't believe that we can be saved and believe in a holy Trinity. They say the other thing, but we have Scripture to back it up here tonight. Amen. And he said, if we don't believe that he is the I am, we will die in our sins. Amen. I don't want to die in my sins. I want to be saved from my sins. And I'm not going to be saved from my sins by a holy Trinity. I'm going to be saved from my sins by Jesus Christ and him alone. Praise God. Thankful for the truth tonight. He went on and he said unto them, and they said unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Amen. And so when Jesus said, if you believe not that I am he, or that I am, you will die in your sins, he was speaking to them of the Father. Amen. So we could literally say that he answered and said, if you believe not that I am the Father, you'll die in your sins. And that's perfectly correct as far as Scripture is concerned and Bible doctrine. I'm thankful tonight. Be not deceived. Amen. It makes a difference what you believe. Amen. Many believe today that sin is an outdated concept, and it doesn't matter how you live. Amen. We believe in one God, but we've got to believe in all of the Word of God. There's more to it than just the fact that there is one God. It makes a difference how you live your life. Amen. There are many today that believe that sin is an outdated concept and that the way you live doesn't matter anymore. Amen. This is the philosophy of the deceived. Amen. The Bible, which is the Word of God, tells us, amen, not to fall into deception, but to listen to the voice of truth and to live. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Now he's writing to the church, those that were already saved. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, we cannot fall into the category of the deceived. The devil is in this world, and he is out to deceive the nations, and the nations are deceived by his tricky ways of promoting sin and so forth. Amen. Many are deceived today into thinking that the grace of God allows them to live the very things that Scripture speak of here. Amen. But the Bible says that grace is our teacher. Amen. These new modern emerging churches stay far away from righteousness, and they focus on prosperity. They focus on having things in this world. They just focus on you being happy, and that's the only thing that really matters. But you know what really matters tonight? What really matters is that we have an understanding of the Word of God so that we will not be deceived. If we don't know the Word of God, we will be deceived. And many are being deceived, amen, by preachers that are not preaching the truth of the Word of God. We ought to thank God that we can go to the Word and we can preach it with liberty here tonight. And we can say, thus saith the Lord, and nobody's going to get offended about it. Amen. But we're going to turn ourselves to conform to the Word of God. Amen. You can't go to heaven, amen, and do these things. You can't go to heaven and live together outside of marriage. You can't go to heaven and get drunk. Amen. You can't go to heaven and drink. Amen. You can't go to heaven and be a thief. Praise God. I just read it for you right there. Nobody's trying to be personal, but I'm telling you what, it does make a difference how we live our lives. It makes a huge difference how we live our lives. Praise God. And these new modern churches are doing folks a great disservice. Never speak of the crucified. Amen. Being crucified with Christ. They are the enemies of the cross of Christ, the Bible says. And they are not necessarily the enemies of Christ in what they preach. Amen. But they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. It doesn't matter how you live. You don't have to crucify yourself. You don't have to come to repentance. But the Word of God tells us that we must come to repentance if we are going to be saved. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And so grace teaches us that we should live righteously, soberly. That means without any alcohol. Soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. This is the way of the righteous, but the other is the way of the deceived. God help us to never be deceived. Amen. God help us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 32 gives us another example of the deceived tonight. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts, that's 1 Corinthians 15, 32. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage it me? If the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. That almost seems like it doesn't fit with those scriptures there, that last sentence. But as I begin to look at this, one of the commentators referred to evil communications here as an interaction with those who deny the resurrection. It doesn't say here that there is the resurrection in the thought process, that there are many resurrections. From what I see in the scriptures, there's only two resurrections, and that is the resurrection of all men, the resurrection of the dead. John said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Then there is the resurrection of the church. There are those that are going to go in the day of rapture. And you've got a pastor tonight that believes in the rapture. I believe that it is a definite point in time. Amen. I believe that there will be the sound of a trumpet, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Amen. We're living in a day in which they are teaching, and unfortunately that there are some who baptize in Jesus' name and believe in receiving the Holy Ghost, that they say that the rapture has already taken place, that we are living in the millennium, the devil is bound, and that's where we're at right now. Well, I don't know about them, but I face the devil all the time. Amen. I don't believe that he's bound yet. I don't believe that the scriptures have been fulfilled. There is another thought that is that there are many resurrections, that it is an ongoing thing, that there is not one resurrection, and we're going to live here on this earth forever. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, we can get so complicated in Scripture and so complicated in prophecy. I believe God gave us prophecy, but I don't believe that it is the most important thing. Amen. I don't believe that we should get so caught up in prophecy that we get away from the main issue. The main issue is to be living for God when it is my time to go. The main issue of living for God is reaching for the lost. I can't get so caught up in these areas of prophecy, amen, because what it does is it opens the door for deception, amen. It opens the door to the place where we can finally say the resurrection has already passed. Well, friend, Paul said if there is no resurrection, we have no hope in Jesus Christ. If there is no resurrection, Jesus did not rise from the dead. And if he did not rise from the dead, then we're still in our sins and we have no hope. But I'm telling you what, tonight we have hope. Praise God, we have hope. We have a great hope that is set before us. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I believe in the resurrection tonight. I don't believe in just a resurrection or a series of resurrections. I believe in the resurrection of the righteous. Amen. Well, praise God. And this mortal shall take on immortality. And then, the Bible says, the saying is brought to pass, death, where is thy sting? And grave, where is thy victory? We have the victory through Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, what we've got to understand is that the resurrection is one of the principal factors or the basic doctrines of Christ Jesus himself, the resurrection from the dead. There are those that say that the resurrection has already come to pass, as I've already said. And then there are those that don't feel like it's that big of a deal. It doesn't matter what you believe. Well, if it doesn't matter what we believe, then we can believe anything about anything. But we've got to have the Word of God down in our hearts. We've got to know what we believe, and we've got to stand upon what we believe. Amen. There are some principles that we've got to follow and some principles that we've got to live by. Amen. Ah, praise God. Believing in the resurrection is essential for our salvation tonight. Because we won't be saved if we don't believe in the resurrection. Amen. If there's no resurrection, then we have no hope. But in the Old Testament, there are several places where people were raised from the dead, proving that the resurrection is a very real thing. Amen. The New Testament, Jesus brought people back from the life. Back to life, I'm sorry. And he told Martha in John 11:25, he said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Praise God. If there are many resurrections, then there are many lives. But I'm telling you what, there's only one resurrection because there's only one Jesus. And there's only one life, one place that we can find life, and that's because there's only one Jesus Christ. But there are others that say, and they preach another Jesus, and they have received another spirit. Amen. That is the category of the deceived. Amen. Let us not be deceived tonight. Amen. Many believe in a reincarnation. They're among the deceived. Amen. Some have believed that his coming has already take place. Amen. But they are among the deceived. Praise God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. What a great day that's going to be. And I'm telling you, it could be today. Don't be deceived into thinking that it could just never happen. 2 Peter 3:3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Jesus is coming. Jesus isn't coming multiple times. There's only one coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of. They fall in the category of the deceived. That by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. I'm telling you, it goes right hand in hand with those that do not believe in a resurrection. You might say, I believe in the resurrection, but are we living our life as though we believe in the resurrection? I believe in the resurrection tonight. I believe in it. Praise God. And so they are a part of the deceived. There is another group that is deceived. Amen. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen. Be not deceived tonight, my friend. What we sow is what we're going to reap. There is no question about it in the Word of God. Amen. And if we sow to the flesh, we shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if we sow to the Spirit, we shall reap life everlasting. Amen. There will be a reward if we sow the right seeds in our life. Galatians 5 and 19. Here is sowing to the flesh. The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So much for the eternal security group. Amen. They are deceived. Amen. There are many in our world that is deceived, but the Bible tells us over and over again, be not deceived. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Amen. And so the only way that we can go in that direction is to have the Word of God in our hearts. Amen. Amen. The deceived here believe that truth can be found inwardly within themselves. And if that is true, then as I was talking about this morning in the message this morning, then why is there so many problems in our world today? Why are there so many troubles and situations that we're dealing with in our world today? It's because the answer is not within ourselves, but the answer is within the Word of God. It is in the Holy Ghost that will give us and lead us into all truth. It is in the apostles' doctrine and the teaching of Jesus Christ and the prophets of old. Somebody said amen. Amen. Praise God. The deceived believe that they can find truth within themselves. But folks, we don't have an answer within ourselves. Amen. The answers that we look for in life. David said that the law of the Lord is perfect. And in another place he said, I esteem all of thy precepts concerning all things to be right. And I hate every evil way. Amen. Do you really feel like that the Word of God is right? It is right 100%. It's got all the answers I'll ever need for my life is right here in the Word of God. Amen. I believe it tonight. I know it to be true from experience and from the experience of other people. Praise God. Thank God for an answer tonight. Thank God for a way that we can go. Young people, get a hold of the Word of God while you're young. Don't wait till you're older to start memorizing Scripture. Don't wait until you're older to develop a life of prayer. Amen. Don't wait till you're older and say, I'll do it then. Oh, no, you may fall into the category of the deceived. But it is not the will of God that we be deceived, but it is the will of God that we go forward in truth and in righteousness. Galatians 5:22 is how we sow in the Spirit. Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. If we will sow love one to another, as the Bible says, if we will strive to walk in the joy of the Lord and the peace of God and be long-suffering one to another and gentle one to another and good to one another and have faith in one another, amen, and be meek toward one another and live a life of temperance, amen, we can be free. The Bible says against such there is no law. Amen. We're not bound by that law. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for the law. It keeps me in check and it gets me in the right direction. But the law was given for the lawless. Amen. What was given for the righteous? Amen. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, temperance, meekness. Well, praise God. We can have as much joy as we want to have. We can have as much peace as we want to have when we're walking in the truth. When we're walking in the truth. Well, praise the Lord. I got to ask you tonight, where do you stand today? Amen. Are you on the side of the word of truth, or do you have ideas on your own that contradict the scriptures? Folks, eternity is a long time, and heaven is a real place. Amen. Eternity is described, and I've heard it said this way before, that eternity is described as if you could imagine the earth being one gigantic stainless steel ball. And a bird comes by every 1,000 years, and he brushes his wing over the face of that gigantic steel ball. And he does that every 1,000 years, every 1,000 years, every 1,000 years. And as soon as that stainless steel ball is worn down to nothing, and it's nothing but dust, eternity will have just begun. My friend, eternity is a long time. Eternity is a long time. Oh, God, help us not to be deceived. Folks, we cannot be deceived like the five virgins that were foolish and thought that they could make it without their lights burning brightly and their lamps filled with oil. Amen. We cannot be deceived, amen, into thinking that when the blessings of God come, we can begin to abuse others and treat others that is not the right way. Oh, God, this is for all of us here tonight. And if you're on the receiving end, before long, you're going to be on the giving end of these things. We're going to be on both sides of it. Well, praise God. And I'm telling you tonight, eternity's a long time. And where we sit is the gate to heaven. Oh, are there difficulties? Yes, there are times that there are difficulties. But the Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It is built upon the rock. Amen. The rock of truth. He that hears the word and does the word is built upon a solid, solid rock. Are you on the side of truth tonight? I believe that you are. You wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. But John saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he shut up he threw Satan into hell and shut it up for 1,000 years. Amen. And stopped him so that he could deceive the nations no more. He is our deceiver. Amen. He is the deceiver. Praise God. What we've got to do is we've got to come to a place where we're red hot for God. Are you spending time in prayer and fasting? Now it's getting quiet, but that's all right. We need to be spending time in prayer and fasting. I said prayer and fasting. Amen. We need to develop a tremendous sense of value of our church. We need to appreciate and love the ministry of the Word of God. And I don't really feel like I have to say that. Amen. But maybe somebody needed to hear that. I don't know. I'm telling you today, without a preacher, we cannot be saved. Without the preaching of the Word of God, we cannot have faith. Amen. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Amen. It's more than just coming to church. You need to read your Bible at home. It's more than just coming to church. You need to strive to enter into understanding of why these things are the way they are. Praise God. Why do we live the way we live? Why do we worship like we worship? Amen. Why do we do the things that we do? And go to the Word of God and see it for yourself. Amen. The Lord told Adam, He said, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That's Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17, I believe it is. And then in Genesis chapter 3, the devil or the serpent was speaking to the woman, and he said, did God tell you you could eat of all the trees of the garden? She said, yes, the Lord said, and now she's ready to quote Scripture, because Scripture is the Word of God. She's ready to quote the Word of God. She said, the Lord said, we can't eat of it, neither can we touch it, lest we die. And God never said anything about not touching it. He just said, thou shalt not eat of it. And immediately the devil said, thou shalt not die. And she believed the lie and was deceived simply because she had added to the Word of God and she did not know what the Word of God had to say. She didn't know that. She had no understanding in that whatsoever. Folks, be not deceived. Let us not be deceived. Amen. Let us not be deceived. Amen. Into thinking that we're not going to make it. Folks, we're going to make it. Amen. We're going to make it in style. Praise God. We're going to pass the finish line with a smile on our face. Amen. We're going to enter into the gates with a shout of praise. So we may as well just go ahead and shout right now. We may as well just go ahead and praise God right now and thank God for all the truth that He has given to us. Amen. Because the truth shall make you free. Let's stand together tonight.